Number 86, Everyone's Free Choice, from Meditations on the Epistles of John, by Samuel Frelick. 1 John 1, verses 3-5, That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. The invitation of John to fellowship with us refers to the Christian church or congregation that is the body of Christ, whose head he is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, whither he has ascended so that he might fill all by his Spirit, and his fullness is the church, his body, which is also with him in heaven for what he is and has that he is and has for it. It is a fellowship of the Spirit and the saints, not of the flesh. It, to be sure, is also a fellowship of the body, but this body of Christ as well is spiritual and holy as he himself is. However, it is one body and one Spirit in the entire body and one hope for all the members. Ephesians 4. When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts of his Spirit unto believing men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth, and appeared in our human in a servant's form, so as to take, indeed, as the Son of Man, his prey away from the strong one, so that the devil could not complain about the might and injustice. Yes, up to this time, Christ leaves it to everyone's free choice whether he wishes to become converted or would prefer to remain in Satan's power. Therefore, Christ lets the gospel be proclaimed, and each one must choose and decide his eternal destiny for himself. No one is forced to be saved or to be condemned, but because all belong to the devil by nature, none are incorporated in Christ without conversion. John 6. Christ has indeed bound and overcome the strong one, but only for the obedient, the believers. For the others, the devil is not bound, but loose, as can be seen in all the world. Who then can be saved, and what must we do to be saved and not be condemned with the world? But the world in this respect is careless and secure, and takes a chance on it until death. They then all hope to be saved, but wrongly so and without foundation, for the world is unsaved and shall be condemned. But we must be sure about the matter as it concerns us ourselves. Here no uncertainty is permitted. It is a question of eternal salvation or eternal damnation, and everyone faces one or the other. Hebrews 9, verse 27 and following. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Therefore we must ask in earnest, and must know who will and who cannot be saved. John gives us the right answer. Whoever has fellowship in the Spirit with the living God, Father, and Son will be saved, and is already saved, and has eternal life in him. However, no one enters into fellowship with God according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit as a new creature, and the condition thereunto is faith in the gospel of the apostles, upon which baptism follows. Matthew 28. Acts 2. The way to God has not changed in 1,800 years, that one could now come into his fellowship according to the flesh, and every modification which occurs in the way is not from God, but from the devil. Each one must himself answer the question, whether he belongs to Christ and has his life in him so as to be saved, and any preacher who cannot rightly solve the question, who will be saved and who damned, is a deceiver, and the blood of the lost is upon him. But he who answers it so plainly that everyone can understand it and choose has saved his soul.